Well, now this is the time when we get to listen to a young lady share her thoughts. You know, if you're new here, don't expect speakers. We're just talkers. We want to just talk about what our thoughts are. And we're not trained speakers or trained, well, actually, I'm not sure we're trained anything, are we? I'll speak for myself here. I'm not trained anything. But I love to talk about God, and I like to find people who like to talk about God, talk about love, because God is love. And this young lady I have watched for at least 20 years. She was still in, no, you were out of your diapers. But anyhow, about 20 years, and she's been a good mother. She worked at the college for years and years, and she loves her hubby, and he loves her. And I twisted her arm to get her to come up here and share her thoughts with us. And I think we're all going to enjoy Patricia.
Thank you, Millie, for the invitation tonight. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Patricia Raska, and I have some words to share with you. We start out each day by thinking about what our day will bring. Sometimes just thinking of what we will eat for breakfast gets us out of bed quickly. This quick hunger we feel right in the center of our belly may bring to mind the smell of freshly toasted bread. You may think of that hot toast smothered with butter and that wonderful blueberry jam you've been eating all week. Hopefully there's enough jam for two more pieces of toast. If you're like me, you'll start to think about your first cup of coffee. Should you have that coffee before you leave the house, or wait until you hit the road, or do you wait until you get to work? Your thoughts on that first cup of coffee get you started for the day. If you work from home, maybe your first cup of coffee starts out a little bit more with leisure and pleasure. You've earned the right to savor each morning, and your first cup of coffee may feel like a small reward to yourself. But what if you want a full breakfast and a piece of toast just isn't enough to fill you up? Well, you better get out of bed so quickly that you have enough time to cook a nice full breakfast of eggs, bacon, and of course, toast. Some of you may wake up, get dressed, and delay having breakfast. You get washed up, dressed, and you're out the door. You may have the hunter mentality, you know, hunt first, then eat. Therefore, your breakfast comes later in the morning. And it may be different than light toast and eggs. You may want to eat something heavier. You want to work first and get your things to do out of the way. So, for you, a full breakfast of grits, bacon, waffles, orange juice, omelet, and of course, a coffee is the only thing that will satisfy you. What else might you hunger for? Do you pray? What do you pray for? A light meal or full meal may satisfy part of your daily substance requirements. What about your spiritual growth? Do you hunger for something different, but you don't know what it is? I invite you to think about what I heard many years ago from Reverend Millie Landis. She said, "If your soul hungers for adventure, remember, a journey towards spiritual attunement is the adventure of a lifetime." I retired from a job I had over 20 years. I was the director of the undergraduate program in the Computer Science and Engineering Department at the University of California, San Diego. My job was as big as the title I just gave you. I will tell you that when I had to make the big decisions, I prayed. I prayed to the angels. I prayed to my angel, Desert Flower. I just knew that my prayers would be answered. When I called a meeting bringing faculty together and staff to discuss curriculum changes and student issues, I prayed. When I was stumped with creating the quarterly schedule of classes and couldn't get what I wanted or needed from my faculty from the registrar's office, I prayed. Somehow, I was always given the answer. Something was always worked out for me. I prayed, and I always thanked my guardian angels. I don't believe that I could have done my job without the help from the angels. Thank you, Desert Flower, for all of your assistance. It's important to note that everyone prays for something. We may pray for love, money, friendship, a job, many things come to mind. Most important is our prayers for faith. Think of all the times you wished for something, prayed for something. Did you ever think that they would come true? Sometimes it's not until time has passed. When we think about something, that improved our lives, then we realize we received our wish and our prayers were answered. I would like to now offer you a meditation. I invite you to get comfortable in your chairs and to close your eyes. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Love can be wonderful. It is God's gift to us. Let there be light that comes into you, a bright, brilliant light that fills you so completely you feel the warmth all the way down to your toes. Now imagine you are sitting on top of a big, fluffy cloud. You're wearing a sturdy seatbelt and you are safe. Sit quietly and let the feeling of the fluffy cloud fill you up with a nice warm feeling. You are sitting close to the sun and you can feel its warmth on your face. You also see others sitting quietly on their clouds. Think about what you see. What are they thinking about? You see, we see ourselves and everyone we meet. We all have the same desires, the same goals, and we also see ourselves as unique. This uniqueness is wonderful. It's a feeling that gives us our true purpose in this world and makes us feel great. So look around again. You can see silly smiles on everyone. Now imagine a large mirror next to you and look at your reflection. You've got the silly smile on your face. It's okay to smile back at yourself. You are beautiful and wonderful. In this mirror, you can also see your future. You can see it play out like a movie. This movie shows you being confident and happy with everything you decide to do, and your choices are always the right ones. You can see yourself having success in all areas of your life, with your family, your friends, employment, projects, and also in your home. In this mirror, you can see, you may not see the exact choices you make, but still, you see that the choices you make are the right ones. Therefore, if you can see that your choices are the right ones, don't worry about making any wrong choices in your life. You cannot go wrong. Yes, you may have some challenges, but that's what life is all about. Through these challenges, you will grow and become a better person. Now, I want you to imagine that you're walking along the beach. This beach has a wonderful shoreline, beautiful clear blue water, the waves coming in slowly and very peacefully. You're wearing beautiful beach sandals that fit your feet and feel so comfortable. I invite you to step into the warm water. The water feels so smooth around your toes. Step back out of the water and place your beach sandals on the dry sand, and then step back into the water. Now walk two more steps into the water. This warm water feels so smooth and warm around your toes and ankles. You also feel the warmth of the sun on your face. Now, this next part is interesting. When I count to three, I want you to scream. Not out loud so we can hear you, but inside your thoughts. Scream for all the times you didn't feel good. Scream for when you weren't happy. Scream for when someone made you feel bad. Scream for the times you cried when you felt sad. Ready? One, two, three, scream. Okay, now calm yourself. Remember, you're still standing in the warm, soothing water, and the sun feels good on your face. Take a deep breath through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Step back out of the water and put your beautiful sandals back on and continue walking along the beach. When you are ready, open your eyes and welcome back to this room. Thank you.